A dead whale was found floating underneath the Coleman Dock in downtown Seattle this week. As KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports, there are a lot of questions surfacing as well as emotions about the whale.
The whale floated among wood pylons directly underneath cars, right where they drive on and off the ferry.
So sad, isn't it sad?
Kathy Powers was among many who took a look.
Oh.
She works on one of the ferries but ran down to see the whale in between trips. It's 30 feet long, and it's a female. Likely been dead for a week.
The whale's stuck in the pilings. It's terrible.
Kathy Barth was walking her dog while she waited for the ferry. She was on her way home after delivering live sea urchins to a store in Seattle's International District.
I wonder what's going on with the pollution, and is it related to Bertha, or why? What happened? It's just a very sad thing. Can't even tell what kind of whale it is at this point.
It turns out it is a gray whale. Later in the day, ferry crews moved the whale away from the dock. It now awaits scientists who will perform a necropsy. John Kalambokidis with Cascadia Research is one of them. He says most gray whales die from starvation or from drowning after getting tangled in nets. Pollution isn't the most common cause, but this whale will be tested for it.
We had a gray whale that stranded a couple of years ago in West Seattle, and it had quite a bit of kind of garbage, you know, plastic bags, sweatpants, towels, golf balls, all these things in its stomach because it had fed in fairly kind of polluted waters.
He says on average, 6 to 8 dead whales are found in Washington every year, but it's highly unusual for one to show up in such a prominent location. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.